Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Aw, sweet.
This is gonna be sweet.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Mwah.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G. And guess who is with me today? Take a wild guess. She's my hottie, hottie best friend, mother of three, happily married, no question mark on the end this time. Her name is?
It's two, and it's Amy Nichols. I'm a mother of two.
Where did I get three from?
I have no idea.
I was so excited. I don't think I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to go with it, though. In my mind, you have three kids. Maybe it's because I'm considering that mushroom that's growing in your belly. Maybe that's a kid. I don't know.
I didn't know if maybe you were talking about Josh.
I guess. Where did I get three from?
I don't know. I didn't know if you were kidding.
No. My God. Amy, I know you better than that. I apologize. I apologize to you and your family. I think we need some quality time. I think that's what it is. Yeah, I hadn't hung out with the family in so long.
See them all face to face so you know how many there are.
Yeah. Am I going to get a picture book that says, this is Amy, this is her family?
Yeah, exactly.
We're so excited to talk today. We have a lot of stuff to discuss. I do want to gush a little bit. I've had so much stuff going on, and I want to tell a little love story and talk about something that I found online that was so super sweet. But before we get that, I wanted to thank a couple of people, Amy.
Oh, yay.
We haven't even talked about our socials at all, but we are on Twitter. People found us anyway without us talking about it. We are at Loose Lips Hips, because I don't know if you know this, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, that's a mouthful. Twitter said, yeah, you ain't getting all that. So we are Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. And just wanted to say hey and thanks for listening to some special people to us. Jess, she really loved our episode Stupid Fights.
Shared that
and told me too. Shared that and told everybody to listen. And also Gary Ball, he's been supporting us from the beginning. And then a shout out to some of our other friends that have hit us up. Jessica, Michael, Jessica Alberts, Gina Noletti, Bailey Davis, Matt the French, Shauna Deal, Felipe Montez, Missy Flores, and Lindsay Phillips. Apologies if I have screwed up those names. I'm not used to saying other people's names a lot. I talk about myself all the time, guys, not everybody else.
No, you're doing a good job.
Also, we're on Facebook, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. They did let us keep that name. And Lacey Woods. Love that name, by the way. But Lacey Woods reached out to us on Facebook, and she was listening to the Why You Gotta Be So Awkward episode, and she was commenting on the fact that I had told Jake Johnson and Damon Wayans Jr. that people called me Lacey G-String. I hated the nickname, but I just couldn't get away from it because everybody, oh, your name reminds me of underwear. And I'm like, you're a perv. Stop talking about it. But anyway, Lacey wrote, haha, almost died whenever I referenced your name, Lacey G-String. My maiden name is Hart, so I was a Valentine, a.k.a. Lacey Hart. Anyway, bravo. I'm rooting for y'all. So thank you for that, Lacey.
Thanks.
Now, Amy, I want to hear about your weekend, because I know that you had big plans, but they didn't all, you didn't get to execute exactly what you were hoping to do.
Right. I had a big scheme, and I saw a post on Facebook for a restaurant that's opening up, a soft open, and so they were giving away these free meals. And so I go on, and I'm trying to get a free meal for my family, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, all three of them.
Oh, well, there's four of us total. Two kids, two adults. Okay. So I go in there and I'm registering the times, and I only see that there's two, it comes in two quantities, but there's drive-in and then there's dine-in.
So they're only trying to give you two free meals.
Yes.
And you want four.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I was trying to do is maybe have Josh drop me and Morgan off inside and they go drive through. So two and two at the same register time. Anyways.
So you're going to have the husband take your daughter and go get some free food, and then you and the son go inside.
Yeah, that was the plan.
But
it didn't work out. There were some complications with the confirmation number. But anyways, I did get just two. So what we ended up doing was leaving the kids at home. I made them dinner before we left, and me and Josh had a little date night. And so we had dinner, the two free meals through the drive-thru. It was great. And then I might have lied a little bit. I know. So Josh's birthday is in April. He's an April Fool's baby. And he gets Movie Tavern. He gets a ticket for his birthday. And I was like, well, I want a free ticket too. So I lied about my birthday in April. So we both had movie tickets that lasted through the month.
Uh-huh.
And so we went, had a dinner, free dinner, and then a free movie.
That is cool. And that's genius. And to be totally honest with you, I've done that before too. What me and my husband would do whenever we'd go to restaurants and they'll give you a free meal for your birthday, Texas Day Brazil does this.
Oh,
yeah. So whenever we'd go in, we'd fill out a comment card and we would both put down our birthdays. I'm a January baby. He's a June baby. And then anniversary, we would put down two different dates and we would just like pick a different time. That way that's four free meals.
Oh my
that
gosh.
You can get from them. Yeah.
I need to do that, but it's only on the comment cards. You can't like do it online.
I don't know. You can try. I know that I've done it on comment cards before and they might not do it for anniversary. Sometimes we'll get an email. Sometimes we won't. But yeah. But free meal though.
Heck yeah.
That's a $50 meal. That's a nice meal.
I've never been there. So I would have to actually go in and pay for a $50 meal to get the comment card to get the extra free meal.
Well, what I love about you, Amy, I love how hard you try to scheme to... to feed your family for free, because like you tell me you love going to Mexican restaurants, so they will fill up on chips and dip.
Oh, yeah.
and then you don't have to pay that much for dinner because then
split.
They're full.
Right. Well, we split, like me and Morgan will split something and Josh and Maddox will split something. So we are only actually having two plates.
Feeding people is tough.
And I hate cooking.
Yeah. No, I really, really admire you for that. So I wanted to tell you something embarrassing that happened to me last week. Okay. I'm going to give you an update on my health. This kind of has something to do with it. I do have that coming up. But last week, I got some tacos for our producer, White Cheddar. Love him. It was his birthday. And yeah. He was talking about Taco Tuesday. Well, there are some tacos that are only available in my town. I don't live close to where we work. I live in a different city. And it hasn't made its way out here. And it is the best tacos I've ever had. So for White Cheddar's birthday, I decided to pick him up some tacos. Brought him some tacos, brought him in. Well, then, of course, everybody else wants some. Hey, can you go get me some tacos? I'm like, sure. So I go and I get tacos. Well, now I can't just get tacos for the one person who's requesting them. Now I need to get tacos for everybody. So I feed the ma'am room.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
So good.
Don the engineer and hey, man, George Boss.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I fed him. He loves my food. So anytime that I bring in my own food and I'm passing it out, he's like, really? You're not feeding me anything? He's tried to take food from Justin's mouth before. I'm like, George, Justin doesn't have any money. Let me give him my leftovers. Well, anyway, I feed the whole office. And then my health took a turn for the worst. And I ended up having to go back to the doctor. I'm fine now. But I was so afraid that I was feeling fine whenever I bought the tacos. I was feeling fine whenever I handled the tacos. I was afraid after I left. I'm like, crap, I probably gave the entire office the plague. I've been sick for weeks. I'm not getting any better. And then I just took a hard turn for the worst and it was bad. And I had to go back to the doctor. And I was like, if I made the entire office sick, especially boss man George,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to feel really bad.
We would never let you live it down.
Nobody did get sick, right?
No, no.
Okay. I had to miss work on Friday, but I was texting you to make sure because I was going to feel really awful. Nobody would for sure eat my food
again.
Yeah. But here's the embarrassing part. I sent a text message to my husband that said, I made a mistake on bringing Robert's salsa limon. Got requests at work today because he said they were awesome. I said, duh, I'm a food snob. But here's the thing. I'm texting and driving. Don't do that. Don't be like me.
Shame. Shame.
I texted it to Don the engineer, who was the one who had requested the tacos. And what's even worse, I mean, the truth is, Amy, that was a humble brag for me because I'm like, yeah, I know the best tacos, duh. So yeah, I was super excited, but that came across as bitchy a little bit whenever
absolutely.
Whenever I sent it to him. So then I had to backtrack and I'm like, oh, oops, yeah, I meant to send that to my husband. I got his tacos. Yay for tomorrow. He wasn't mad at me, but I did have to explain it to him. But I was so mortified that I accidentally sent that text to Don and sent it to my husband.
I've done that before though.
I wanted to talk about my health, but I also wanted to talk about this sweet story that I found online. So I know that Amy and I get in here and we complain because, I mean, we're married. She has kids. We have stuff to gripe about, you know? Life sucks at times.
Do.
Yeah. But while I was at the doctor's office, I saw the sweetest story. And here it is. This girl named McKenna Noonan broke the internet when she posted a picture of her very loving dad. McKenna's mom, Marcy, was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and has had to have radiation treatments that require her to be isolated in her room. Nobody can be in there.
Wow.
But even though she couldn't be around anybody, Her husband didn't want her to be alone and didn't want to leave her side. So he set up a desk at the front door of her bedroom, had the bedroom door open, set up a desk, and sat there as close as he could to keep her company so she wouldn't be alone.
Aww.
And McKenna posted this photo, and it went viral.
You know, it's really, really sweet, but my first thought was how uncomfortable it is to sit at a desk.
I worry about me sometimes, Amy, but I think you might have no soul as well.
No, I mean, like, why not like a little love seat or something with a little cushion for your back? It is so sweet, though.
I just thought that was, I was moved by that. I didn't see any wrong in this story at all. And it's nice to see somebody go viral for good things.
Absolutely.
So, Mama Marcy has chimed in since this did go viral and said, my husband John goes to every doctor's appointment, every blood test, every surgery, every radiation. And as you can see, if he can't be by my side, he's as close as he can get.
I love that.
I know.
And I love love stories. They're my favorite. Movies, books, everything.
Me too. No, I do too. And it just made me realize, okay, sappy alert. It just made me realize how much I love my husband because I have been sick for so long. I was sick for 2 weeks. My first doctor, I'm sorry to say this, but was a complete idiot. Didn't help me at all. Then I didn't want to go back to the doctor because I'm already on antibiotics. So what can you do? And then Thursday, I took a turn for the worse and I had a little mini meltdown. And I'm not that kind of person.
I witnessed it.
Tears happened.
Yeah, I know. I felt so bad.
I don't cry. Tears happened. But I think what happened, I think I got hit hard with a fever fast, either that or my migraine was starting to come on because I did have an awful migraine, the worst migraine I've had later that day. But I cried actual tears and left, and I couldn't even look you in the eye because I was still crying.
It was very uncomfortable.
So I had to go back. I went to a different doctor, and this one actually helped. He gave me steroids and antibiotics, but whatever combination he gave me is great. So brag alert on my husband time. By the time I got back home, he had gone to Central Market and got flowers, got food, made tomahawk pork chops. I've never had those before. It was amazing.
What are they?
It has a big bone on the side. It was so tasty. Mm. Whenever we have you over, we'll have some.
Oh, yay.
It's so good. But big tomahawk pork chops. He bought soup so I could eat on soup for days, bison burgers. Like, he went ahead and took care of all the groceries for me, cooked everything. I mean, he was crazy. And then a little side story. He's going to be mad at me for saying this, but
what?
I have to brag. While he was in line at Central Market with the flowers, he was talking to this lady, and he said this lady reminded him of his mom. And this lady was just really, seemed really excited about the flowers. And she was like, oh, you're such a great husband, bringing your wife flowers. He's like, yeah, she's been sick. I just want to do something for her. Well, whenever he left, he saw her getting in the car, and he said something about her reaction just made him seem like she deserved flowers. So he went up to her and gave her the flowers and said, hey,
gosh,
I really think that you deserve these. And that woman started crying and said that she had had an awful week and everything else and thanked him so much and gave him a hug. And then he went back inside and bought me more flowers.
That's so wonderful.
But he's not a showboater who does that. That's why he wouldn't want me to say this. But it's stuff like that he does all the time.
Mm-hmm. He's a thoughtful guy.
I know. And he was like, she just reminded me of my mom. And that's why he wanted to do that. So that's what I had to brag about on my husband.
Way to go, Jeremy.
Now let's turn the tables. Let me tell you how I reacted last time that my husband was sick. Last time my husband was sick. Okay, he gets sick all the time. He has bad sinuses.
Stop making excuses.
I know. But he does. And the minute he gets sick, I always tell him, and he knows, he needs to go to the doctor because he's going to get a sinus infection. Now, I had never had a sinus infection before now. I didn't know how bad that was going to be. I will never make fun of him again. That crap hurt. It hurts so bad. But he gets them so often. I'm just like, just stop. Well, anyway, he got sick, and I told him to go to the doctor. He didn't. Well, he was running fever, and he had so much congestion in his chest. He comes and lays on me while we're watching TV, and we don't cuddle. So he's laying on me just to show me how hot he is. And now he's hot with his feverish head on me and he's breathing all over me and he's talking to me the most he's ever talked to me in a month. And it's only because he sounds pathetic because he has all this congestion in his lungs.
Listen to me. I'm so sick.
So I let him lay on me for a minute. And then, like, I don't know, after 5 minutes, I was like, are you kidding me? You never cuddle with me. Get off of me right now. Are you trying to make me sick? And then I felt bad and I realized I am a real big bitch. So I did let him cuddle on me after that. Then ends up whenever he went to the doctor, not only did he have sinus infection, but he had possible pneumonia as well.
Oh my God.
So that was my reaction to him being sick compared to his reaction to me being sick.
Well, maybe you've learned your lesson and next time you're sick, you'll, you know, return the favor.
He's a great guy. I have no filter. I have no filter at home. I have no filter anywhere. So, I mean, I can't help it. But it is important to always be nice to your loved ones.
Yes, as much as you can. Sometimes you just can't.
So, Amy, do you have any nice things that Josh has done for you?
Yes, you're in luck. I'm glad you asked right now because I like Josh right now. And it's going to be easy to talk about him. Well, he's not a big romantic. There's one time, the first time he got me flowers, I say that in quotation marks, is his buddy was a flower delivery guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing it was end of day or something. And he must have given him a call and said, hey, take my wife flowers. And I'm pretty sure it was just like leftover flowers. And it was in this giant beer mug and he dropped it off. They're beautiful. But I'm like, this was an odd thought. You know, not sure why it's presented this way. I didn't want to ask. So, I mean, it was really great, but I told him no more flowers.
That is sweet, though.
It is.
It's the thought that counts. And hey, here's some leftover flowers. Yeah. Might as well go to you.
Yeah, yeah. So, but he's quick to forgive. I mean, it's a bunch of little things, you know, like making the bed. I love coming home and seeing a made bed, and I can't make it because I'm always the first one to go. Everyone's still asleep whenever I leave the house. So it's just doesn't happen a lot, but I can appreciate it when he does do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just little things like that.
He's fun. I love him. I do know something that you left off that you love about him, something nice that he did for you.
What?
He came back to be a father to the children.
Oh my God.
Now, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I mean, Josh and I hadn't planned to have kids. I got pregnant and he kind of went absent for the first year of Morgan's life. And then we got back together and whoops, got pregnant again. So anyways, short story, it turned out great.
Turned out wonderful.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I love him. He's so funny, too.
Yeah.
He's so incredibly funny.
He's the best. I do have another one.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, me and Josh used to eat Jack in the Box tacos like every other night. It was like it was our thing. So we
confession.
What?
I don't think I've ever had a Jack in the Box taco. Ugh,
you are missing out. They're like big grease balls, but they taste so good. So we'd put the kids to bed and it'd be late. You know, one of us would have to stay. And so we'd always play paper, rock, scissors to go get the Jack in the Box tacos. And I don't know if he'd let me win. I really think maybe I had ESP or something. I mean, I always won. So I don't know if you can let someone win rock, paper, scissors. Anyways, it was so sweet because he would always get the Jack in the Box tacos. I think, aww, it was because I won, but maybe not. I don't know.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you a time that I seriously screwed up and he forgave me. And I got into absolutely no trouble, and I do not know how this happened. Several years ago, we were visiting his parents in Pensacola, Florida, and we only had one day to go out on the beach. It was the day before we were coming back home. So we go to the beach, and I wanted to rent a kayak. He wanted to rent a jet ski. Well, I had friends who had jet skis, so I went out often, but Jeremy hadn't been with me whenever we went out on the jet ski. So I was like, okay, whatever, we'll get the jet ski first, and then we can get the kayak. We rent the jet ski and they didn't have the one that we rented. They had the next one up, which was faster. So we get on the ocean, and granted, like, I usually would go out on a jet ski on a lake because that's what we have around here. Mm-hmm. So now we're out at a jet ski on the ocean. So we're driving and my husband, boyfriend at the time, he's Mr. Safety and he's just driving all slow and doing this. And I can't tell you.
Because it's his first time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, he's just safe and with everything that he does, you know, he's a smart guy. Somebody needs to be smart in this relationship. So he's driving all slow and just going out on the jet ski. And I can't say what I really said to him. I'm going to have to clean it up a little bit. But I said, hey, you're driving like a pansy. Let me drive. So he lets me drive the jet ski. It took me 1 minute. 1 minute to throw us off. I was going super fast and he told me to slow down and I didn't know what to do. So I cut a corner and whenever I did that, I guess like I hit a wave. I don't know. 1 minute threw us off the jet ski.
And what happened when you threw yourself off?
Well, he was wearing his designer sunglasses and he was really worried about them. So he got one of those floaties. I don't know what they're called.
They've got little flotation devices on the end, right?
Yeah, they're called something. I don't know the name of it. But he bought little floaties for $1. Whenever I threw us off, I hit my foot on his face. I broke his sunglasses on his face, on his nose. They were still floating, though. They were just broken. They were no longer together. And he swims up to me and his face is just gushing blood. And I said, baby, are you okay? He goes, I think my nose is broken. So I just didn't say anything for a minute and I let him get on. He goes, are you okay? I said, I broke my foot. He goes, how do you know? This is the most pain I've ever been in before in my life. Well, this was like 10 minutes into a 30-minute ride. So we're injured, but I'm also cheap. So I still wanted to ride the jet ski for the rest of the time because we already paid for it.
And you're going
to
be in pain anyways.
Yeah, but I'm also traumatized. So we ended up going like 5 miles an hour in a circle until it was time for us to go back in. But once we go in, I didn't realize, I've never broken anything before. I didn't realize you need x-rays and stuff. So I can't walk on it. And I hobble up and I'm like, hey, I think my foot's broken. They threatened to give me a ticket for reckless driving if I went to the hospital. So I didn't go to the hospital. We went to the bar instead and I set my foot up. He was not mad at me, Amy. I think that could have been a deal breaker. I think I would have been beyond pissed. Oh. We weren't engaged. We weren't. I mean, we had been together for several years.
I mean, if he hurt you, but he was hurt worse, I think maybe you would have been forgiving. I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, he was hurt, but you were hurt more.
Yeah, it didn't break his nose. We thought it broke his nose, but it didn't. It just broke the glasses on his nose and that caused it to bleed. But my foot was broken. I didn't go to the hospital for a couple of days. We had to drive back home and my friend dropped me off some crutches. And I could not walk on those. I kept falling down everywhere. Jeremy was like, are you really going to go to work tomorrow? I'm like, I kind of have to. I've been off for a week. But yeah, by the time I went to the doctor, foot was broken in 3 places. And I was on crutches, boot, all that good stuff for a long time.
Did you have to do surgery or anything?
I didn't have any surgery. Okay. But also, I mean, on crutches, you can't do anything.
No.
So he had to clean the house. He had to grocery shop. He had to do absolutely everything. And he was a good sport about it. He was not mad at all.
That's sweet.
I can't believe it.
I want to break something. I want someone to take care of me. Josh has broken his foot twice since we've been married. Different one each foot. And he's had ear surgery twice. And it's like, how many times are you going to hurt yourself? Let me. I want to be the one.
And the one time that you could have used some sympathy was whenever you were pregnant and during childbirth, and you even made that easy. So I'm sure nobody felt bad
easy.
For you.
No.
You took how many pushes?
Oh, my God, Lacey. Why are we talking about this? I say that in private. It was an easy labor and delivery.
Only a couple of pushes. I know that we had teased that the next show was going to be about a movie that's wiping out an entire profession. We are going to get to that later this week. We were just inspired by love and wanted to come in and do this one first. But hopefully you've been listening to all of the episodes. If not, here's something that you might have missed. We recorded this one several weeks back. It was something that we called Because of You, and this is what happened.
Hey, what happened?
He would talk English with a Hispanic accent to all his coworkers, his crew, back in the day. So whenever we go to this Thai restaurant, he speaks to these people in a Hispanic accent, and they're not Hispanic, they're Asian. So because of you, stepdad, I have to sneak and get to-go food from our favorite restaurant so you don't embarrass me.
Oh my gosh, Amy, I thought you were just going to say the cell phone thing. Racism, that's a whole different
He's
level.
He's not racist.
That was one of my favorite ones that we've done so far. What am I talking about? They're all my favorite. But you told me, now you were talking about your stepdad there.
Yes.
But you told me one of your family members is listening now.
Yeah, I went to visit my dad over the weekend. He cooked us a wonderful lunch. And he said, so, Amy, what's this loose lips thing that I'm seeing on Facebook? I'm like, oh, that's me and my girlfriend at work. We're doing a podcast. He's like, yeah, I've been listening to it. I'm like, well, why are you asking what it is?
And his wife said she liked it, right?
She loved it.
Good.
Yeah, she loves it.
Oh, thanks, Dad and future wife.
Yeah.
Have you gotten in trouble for anything that you've said on the podcast? Has anybody called you out for it?
No. Well, when he said that at lunch, Josh was like, oh, you better be careful. You know, your dad's listening. I'm like, I haven't said anything that bad. So, no, I think I'm good. Maybe a few things I've regretted. I shouldn't. But I'm okay. It's all good.
I haven't gotten in trouble for anything. My mom has made some comments, but nothing too bad. My husband, though, he came up to me this weekend and he goes, so I finally listened to the rest of the podcast. He's a huge listener, but sometimes he'll build him up. Yeah. Wait and build him up and then listen to him. And so he knocked out the last three, I guess. And I said, well, what did you think? So you haven't touched a flat belly in a long time? And I was like, babe, I really meant that. Like, both of us. My husband is not fat by any means. But Glenn Powell, who I was talking to then, that was during Why You Gotta Be So Awkward episode. Glenn Powell is ripped. And that's what I meant. He has a ripped body. But I mean, I couldn't be with somebody like that just because I can't.
Self-conscious or something?
No. Well, I'm not going to follow that strict diet and you're not going to shame me. And you can't be the hottest one. I mean, come on. All right. That's all that we have for now. Thank you for listening. We will get another podcast up this week. The one about the movie that I'm so totally into that's ruining professions. Thank you for listening and make sure to subscribe on Google Play and iTunes. Bye.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I hate to look into those eyes and see it now.
Nice vibrato, buddy. All right, Alice, let's go. Flat. It's so flat. I can't even, I don't even know. You don't even look good while you're singing. The worst thing I've ever heard.